The Year of Faith with Father Don De Castro.
Meditation number 4. We are faced with the clergy with absolutely no idea how the church looked like and what she taught before Vatican II. They only know the confused and misinterpreted documents of Vatican II. The consequence of this historical situation was the inevitable ignorance among the clergy that Saint Augustine had always warned us as the natural consequence of original sin. We cannot blame the priests and bishops for this state of affairs. They were taught the wrong theology, whose origin was from the 18th century. Since then, and for decades, bishops and priests were made to believe that that is the teachings of the Catholic Church through textbooks published since then. Their ignorance was almost imposed on them. But you see, it's natural for men to think and to check, to doubt and be suspicious. John Cardinal Newman was deeply educated in the Anglican sect, but he used his head. He always searched for the truth, and even though he was heavily indoctrinated with his parents' Anglican errors, even as an Anglican, he saw his errors and saw that the Catholic Church was the true Church because of the Catholic Church's continuity with the teachings of the Fathers of the Church. Not with Scriptures, because all Protestants can connect with Scriptures. Newman saw the continuity of the Catholic Church with the Fathers, and as a logical conclusion with divine revelation. So he saw the connection with divine revelation, the Fathers of the Church, and the teachings of the Catholic Church, that there was continuity. This is something most, if not all, priests do not have, the knowledge of the Fathers of the Church, thus their inability to connect with them. How can you connect present teachings with the Fathers of the Church if you know the present teachings but you do not know the Fathers of the Church? Vatican II had commanded all priests to return to the Fathers. No one had done it, obviously because ignorance of the Fathers of the Church is still very pervasive up to now. I'm sure a few have done it, but we do not hear their voice and we can't hardly read their writings. But surely there are few, but so few we cannot even detect them. Father Joseph Ratzinger was also educated in the faulty theological curriculum concocted in the 18th century. I myself was trained in that faulty theological curriculum. Like John Newman, the hero of Joseph Ratzinger, he searched amidst the wisdom of the Fathers of the Church and understood why the seminarians of the School of Theology of Tubingen were communists, that is worse than being pagans. And the fact that he noticed this, that Father Joseph Ratzinger noticed a whole theological seminary where the seminarians were atheists, made him begin to think that there was something faulty in the theological curriculum of seminarians. Now, Tubingen is a theological seminary, remember. And it was Joseph Ratzinger's studies of St. Augustine, who became his favorite writer, and his study of St. Bonaventure, which was his thesis, and his study of John Newman from his favorite theology teacher, set him aside from the growing number of priests who were being devoured by the effects of original sin, as St. Augustine had already warned us even during his time. Let us take one example of how correct Orthodox doctrine was destroyed by the faulty theological courses in seminary. It's the teachings on how the Catholic Church looked like. As children, we learn that the Catholic Church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. This is how the Church looked like from the time of Christ up to Vatican II. And all the fathers of the Church agree that oneness must come before the members can be holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Today, priests, bishops, and theologians teach that the Catholic Church is first apostolic before it is one. That is why everybody is being encouraged to be missionaries, even the unprepared youth. Then the word apostolic is wrongly defined as being like the apostles. No. Apostolic means that the doctrines preached by the Catholic Church is identical to the doctrines taught by the apostles. The wild and rapid rush of the Catholic priesthood towards formal schism can only be stopped by a personal, individual effort of a priest to seriously check the authenticity of his Catholicity with the teachings of the apostles and the fathers. With both, and not only with scriptures as the Protestants do. There is no school of theology anywhere in the world that can do this for any sincere priest. He has to do it on his own, as Pope Benedict advised. Each priest on his own should now study the teachings of the apostles and the fathers of the Church, kneeling down, he said, in front of the Blessed Sacrament.